No, I listen to it all the time. I tell all my friends to smack it raw.
Following podcast contains mature content. The views and opinions expressed by the host and announcer, those of the host, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub, the Smack and Raw podcast. I am your host, the patron saint of podcasting, the warden, Matt Ritter, and I am here with my guests today, co-host as well. Over there is SES Vince, Pornhub Poppy, Sultan of Spitter Swallow, and my friend, but very special guest today. Man that goes by many names. You may know him as the hardest part of the ring, the innovator of Thylance, little squeaky 39. I personally like to call him Pretty Kyle, host of the Apron Bump podcast. Kyle Bird, how you doing?
Sky's out, thighs out. It looks like I'm not wearing pants. I promise I am. But
it's okay if you're not.
I mean, if I did want to, I wouldn't. But I'm good. I have pants on. That's how I am. And that's pretty much it. So I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back.
It's been a while.
Glad you came.
It's been a while. It's a good song. Is that Creed?
It is.
Love Creed. I wouldn't know.
And
I
love the last time we got together, it was the three of us doing Royal Rumble for your show.
A doozy.
And a doozy of it up. Very soon, you will have Charlie and I coming on your show again.
Oh, you guys will be coming on my show.
As much as possible. Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be a fun one. I can't wait for that.
Some ECW action. Should be... right, stupid, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'm actually drinking tonight for everyone. I got a little bit of
hello,
the hard Mountain Dew, you know,
because I'm hard.
I got the
memo for the hardest part of the ring,
so I got the Jack Daniels Coca-Cola as well.
It's like the first time I'm not drinking, and now you guys are drinking. Wow,
Katie, you were not only there for the Royal Rumble, too, you were the highlight of the Royal Rumble.
I'm still disappointed we didn't smash or pass the Rumble.
Next 2004. Time. 2004, we'll do that.
It's too far. Too far along.
Yeah, it'll be like 3 years before I get to that.
Yeah, exactly. Making me wait like that new Spider-Man movie got there to the end, and I'm like, God damn it. Now I have to wait till 2024.
Yeah, the exact same, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for joining us on twitch.tv/creationworld. And if you are checking us out there, you guys can throw us a subscription. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Gaming, which means you can link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account and you get a free sub every month that costs you absolutely nothing. And just for the thighs you get in this episode alone, I think we're worth it. You should throw it our way. However, if you don't want to throw it our way, please do give it to one of your favorite Twitch streamers and don't let Amazon keep that money because they get plenty of it. From my wife, so let me have some of it back, please. Also, you'll be watching us at youtube.com/creationworld, and if you're watching us there, it's free to do all that stuff. You can like, you can subscribe, you can flick the bean at the top and get notified every time that we go live. We are pro bean flicking here at the Smack and Raw podcast, so flick Pinto. That bean. Yep, exactly. And I mean, listen, if you really want to get the full Smackin' It Raw experience, you should go to pornhub.com/model/creationworld and watch us on my favorite platform that we stream on, because we are the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub. We're the only wrestling podcast that you can get on Pornhub, which makes us the best wrestling podcast on Pornhub. And we've got other shit too. We've got the Creation Conversation over there. We've got Pornhub exclusives where I make Katie watch DP with me and other guys. Or with The Rack and other guys, actually, technically he's the one that hosts those shows. But we have Pornhub exclusive content like the porn parody watch alongs for the Texas Dildo Masquerade and Evil Head, which are available now for you guys to go check out. Shout out to Allison, who edited Evil Head so that Pornhub would let us put it up, because we can show all the DP we want, but we can't show any blood or violence on Pornhub. So
it's a fine line for that, Allison. And you found it.
It is. We definitely found the fine line on Pornhub. So
interesting. So is menstrual porn not a thing?
No, not on Pornhub. They draw that line.
Well, I haven't searched it out, so I was asking.
Have we actually searched it out?
You want to do that right now, Vince? You want to type menstrual porn into your Pornhub browser?
And... Yeah, share the screen while you're at it.
I feel like that's just going to like mess up with my whole algorithm, so I'd rather not.
Your porn algorithm?
Yeah, it's very important.
Is that what you're afraid of, or are you afraid you might find a new kink?
I'm always open to exploring a new kink. That's not the issue here. I just don't. I finally got the algorithm right where I wanted on Pornhub. I don't want it to be changed. I want to keep it in that sweet spot.
Vince is like, I went from having sex 3 times a month to once a month because it's the only time I can get off now.
Yeah. Do we think John Moxley's into menstrual porn?
Oh, guarantee it.
Yeah.
Probably only. Well, I mean, they did have a baby, so he had to do it once when she wasn't on her rag, but. Probably most all on the rag.
Yeah. It's rag. Ragging bitches, am I right?
Period sex is a thing on the hub, so apparently it's just the violence associated.
Will Grant just checked.
There you go.
Will just checked.
So now that's in his history now.
Yeah.
He was already into that. We talked.
Yeah, he does look like a guy that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Oh, man.
But we're not here to talk about that. Unfortunately, Katie has friends and couldn't join us this week, so I have to do news and rumors. And after listening to hers, the only thing that she had on her news and rumors that we're probably not going to talk about because it happened this week in wrestling, Bret Hart got a star on the Canadian Walk of Fame, which is apparently is a thing they have their own. And Bret Hart got his own star. I am now petitioning for Willow Raven, who has been on the show, and Mr. Warren Hayes. To get their stars on the Canadian Walk of Fame because they are the next two most famous Canadians I know of behind Bret Hart, and I would put them over Kenny Omega any day.
Mountie, maybe?
Maybe the Mountie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he actually Canadian, though?
I believe so.
Mm.
Do you have to be Canadian to be in the Canadian?
I would assume so.
Like, what if you like were a sports athlete that played in Canada? Do you get a star? Even though you're not a citizen.
So like in the Canadian Football League?
Or like in basketball, like the Toronto Raptors or like
curling?
You know, the NHL, you know, hockey's big up, you know, up the border, you know, or so I'm told. The Maple Leafs, you know, the Canucks, you know, can a Canuck get a star if they're not actually Canadian?
I mean, do we have any sports athletes on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer. Wasn't Ludacris in there? Isn't he an athlete of some sort?
What?
I'm sorry.
You just say that because he's black?
Okay, here's the thing.
Hey, probably an athlete.
If Ludacris has a star on the Walk of Fame, I guarantee you it is not for his contribution to sports.
Yeah, it's for his role in Fast and the Furious, obviously.
That's what I was going to allude to. Because, you know, he's an athlete in the Fast and the Furious. Just a different kind of athlete.
Michael Jordan was in Space Jam, though, and that's probably why he got it. Not for basketball. Anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Could be. Also, Allison doesn't have the authority to fire me. That's only Matt and Travis that has the authority.
I physically cannot do that. He put in the work. He earned it. He until he decides that he no longer wants to do this show anymore with me and he's sick of my bullshit, he will be Pornhub Poppy.
Yeah, exactly. So the day I retire and get my own Canadian star, then at that point, we can hand off the mantle of Pornhub Poppy to Katie. Till then,
there you go.
It's mine. I earned it.
Okay.
You'll star on the Pornhub Walk of Fame?
Yeah. Porn, there you go. Pornhub star.
Walk is there a Hall of Fame for porn stars?
There should be.
I know there's awards. Glory, what would the name be? Let's scrap the wrestling talk. Let's just talk about that, actually.
Would it be the catwalk? No.
We'll workshop it. I'll be thinking of it as you guys are talking.
Okay.
Well, while we're talking about people fucking, apparently Alexa Bliss fucked Asuka like most of the women in WWE, and now she's pregnant, and Ryan Cabrera is pretending to be the father of that child. So shout out to them for, you know, that baby that's coming, because I don't know if you've heard, but apparently everyone Asuka spits in the face of gets pregnant.
Does she spit? Ty Mello's face too?
Yes. I actually talked about this. I heard that they went to a lunch. They were sitting down. Ty explained to Asuka how much money Sammy Guevara is being paid from Tony Khan, and she involuntarily spit her drink directly into Ty Mello's face in shock that he's worth that much money.
That's a crazy inside scoop that you got your hands on. It is. That's really impressive, actually.
Crazy. So what if Warlow gets spit in his face by Asuka? Does he get pregnant?
He might.
Interesting.
I mean, it happened in, what was that, Twins? Or what was the show where, or what was the movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant? I think it was Twins. No, it was Twins with Danny DeVito.
We've established I don't watch too many films.
Yeah, I forget. Man, I just got a lot of things in my head now.
The last time I ever saw a male birth a child was in The Fairly Odd Parents when Cosmo had Poof.
Katie does have admirers on the hub, and Allison is correct. There are multiple porn awards, actually. So you have the AVN Awards, which we have covered, and the Pornhub Awards, which we have covered over at Creation World, and all the categories and things. Junior. Yes, it was Junior. Thank you.
How generous of you, Katie.
Very gracious.
All right, that's it for news and rumors. Let's get into the show. Pretty Bird, it's your... Pretty
Bird.
Every time I say that, I think of Dumb and Dumber and Petey.
Oh.
Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird.
That doesn't make it better.
And that's what I'm going to do if you ever die in my arms. I'm just going to pet you and go, Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird.
Is that a threat?
Or is that a promise?
It's a promise. Okay. Spit or swallow, Kyle.
Oh, let's spit something that we just saw a few hours ago. I'm going to spit the new WWE Universal Heavyweight Title of the Universe of the World Championship. Because it's not like terrible, but it's like just bad enough to be annoying. Like it's they had the existing WWE Championship in the ring with it, which made it look worse in comparison because it's the same thing, just yellow. Which it's yellow. It's not gold. Fucking yellow. It stinks. It might grow on me, but as of right now, my first impressions aren't great. So.
Wow, Just has a crazy lag. He is just getting a junior.
I think he's just behind on the stream.
I like how his text is lagged as well.
So. I actually have that as a swallow, not necessarily the belt. I agree. The undisputed Universal WWE Championship is just another WWE Championship in a different color. I'm glad that we have a belt that has a black strap. I always hated the Universal title blue strap. Mm-hmm. However, everything that happened post them doing that is kind of where I'm swallowing. So, the Usos showing up to interrupt, even though they weren't supposed to be there. Adam Pearce was like, oh, don't worry. It's not going to happen. Paul called Roman, said he didn't have to worry about it. Jimmy trying to sway Solo away from Roman. Roman telling Solo to speak for himself and kind of shoving the mic in his chest and being like, I acknowledge my tribal chief, but these are my brothers. Because Jimmy didn't say brother enough in his promo. And then, I mean... the whole back and forth between Jimmy and Roman and Jimmy muffing Roman when he tells him to shut up, Solo turning, spiking Jimmy, thumbing Jimmy, as Kenny would say. Jimmy got thumbed. And then, that whole progression of this story and carrying on and where this feud is going to go, I've enjoyed the whole ride. So for me, that's all a swallow.
I'm a little kind of like torn on the title because, I mean, it kind of looks gold from an angle. It's not a bad design look. Like, I know a lot of people shit on like the core design, even though it's the same exact fucking design for the women's titles as it is for the WWE Universal. I still prefer the WWE design with like the black strap and like the black like center plates as opposed to the gold. It feels like Snoop Dogg's title at WrestleMania, and it kind of feels like something you create in WWE 2K when you make a belt design. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Kyle made a better belt. He did. He posted it on Twitter.
Wow, I haven't seen it. I haven't actually seen it. Let me do my research.
You're not following my every move?
No, I'm not. unfortunately.
It's just the big eagle belt with the WWE logo on it.
I just saw it. It's not bad, actually. I thought they were gonna do that. I liked it. I liked it right there. And I retweeted it. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Help that algorithm out.
Yeah.
And then I liked and retweeted the quote tweet of it as well. So it's all over my timeline. I might even pin it on my timeline. Make sure the exposure's there. But I thought that's what they were gonna go with. I didn't even knew they were gonna announce the championship until like hours beforehand, because I saw everyone reporting about it. I was kind of low-key hoping they'd take inspiration from other WWE title designs, similar to like the World Heavyweight Championship on Raw. Like, I like that title design. It has a big WWE in the middle logo, but you know. I mean,
I like the design too. I just didn't like the color, and it was an opportunity for them to change the name of it to something less of a mouthful, and they didn't. So
the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. At some point, it's going to be
the WWE Championship. Like, why can't we just call it the WWE Championship? Like, who's? I don't
know. At some point,
they're just going to add stuff.
Do you think that Paul Heyman is still going to carry around Roman's two other belts while he wears the new one?
I hope so. I really, really hope so. And then I hope he wins Money in the Bank and then cashes it on the U.S. title, and then him and Solo in the tag team. I hope he just has all the belts. Becomes more belt than man, this Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Allison was actually saying that in the chat. You know that fool is going to be extra and carry all three of them just to be a pain in the ass
to carry through, you know, airports and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
Paul carries two of them, so, you know, that's his problem.
I have a question, though. What if this is kind of like the Saudi Arabia championship, the Braun Strowman one from the Greatest Royal Rumble, and we only see it the one time just to be like, hey, you know, here's your trophy for being a champion for 1,000 days, and he never comes back with it?
I don't think that's going to be the case.
What are the odds? What's the over-under on it?
I did think about that. Like, what if it's just like a big belt that has like 1,000 on it, and it has like Roman's, like a big dog's on it? Like, just for like the, you know how like at WWE shop, they have like Undertaker belts and stuff like that. I was half expecting something like that, but I don't know.
Honestly, that belt with a giant dog face like crunching down on 1,000 days would not have been a bad design.
Yeah.
They could have just slapped Roman's actual face in the center and made it like gold with a bunch of bedazzled diamonds, and it would have been better.
They might as well.
It should have just been a blank plate with the name of all of the people that he's held the belt longer than.
That's true. That's true.
Vince, bitter swallow.
Matt, I'm going to beat you to the punch. I'm going to spit the fact that AJ fucking Styles showed up on Monday Night Raw to kick things off. Adam Pearce acknowledged he's not supposed to be there. AJ Styles acknowledged he was not supposed to be there. What the fuck are you doing on Raw, dude? You're a SmackDown superstar. Like, I don't give a fuck that you want to give this congratulations to Seth Rollins. It's like, I get it. Brand splits aren't real. Like, the draft is fake. You know, none of this is actual real canon stuff. But it's like, at least get like a fucking visitor's pass like Paul Heyman. He didn't even do that shit. I talked about it on Botch Spots and Chair Shots. Like, it's the thing that pissed me off the most this whole fucking week. It's like, God damn it. And look, I can't do it justice. Kevin, take it from here.
This isn't how things work, okay?
I agree. Here's my thing. I don't have a problem with AJ showing up. If they give us a fucking reason, like if he's in the crowd, if he bought a ticket, if security comes and rushes him away, if they make it seem like he's not supposed to be there and they do something to get rid of him, then I'm fine with it, you know?
Yeah.
When they have him walk out with his music on the ramp, it really just makes that whole draft feel like it was fucking pointless and a waste of two days, a week, whatever it was, of my time watching all that shit. Mm-hmm. People just go wherever they want. You got free agents who are on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT now.
Yeah, Mustafa Ali wrestled a Raw match on Saturday, showed up on NXT on Tuesday, and then was advertised for a SmackDown match next week on Friday, today. So it's like...
And don't get me wrong, love to Mustafa Ali because he's from Chicago. But, like, of all people on that roster, that's one of the guys that gets the golden ticket to go wherever the fuck he wants. Like, I feel like Brock Lesnar kind of made sense because he was above championships and everything. He was an attraction. He was special. So, Omos, I could see. again, a special attraction, someone that shouldn't be out there every week, that should be bouncing around for a specific feud. Stuff like that, I could kind of let go. But Mustafa Ali, just power of positivity bullshit, wherever he feels like going.
Well, he's not doing that anymore. He dropped the whole positive Ali gimmick.
Are we sure he did?
Yeah.
He has a new gimmick like every other week.
Yeah.
Is it because he got chopped by Gunther and then showed up in a leather jacket? Because I thought that too, but then he was helping baby faces. So like...
No, I think it was the moment that Brock Lesnar told him to get a life that he stopped doing the fucking gimmick.
Could be.
Oh, apparently they just put the belt up on the shop and it's not listed as a Roman belt.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's Roman. It was in the United States. It's not necessarily in Rome.
Can we kick him from the chat, please? Or from the room? Thank you. All right, so Matt Spirit Swallow.
Since Vince took that, I mean, he can come back. He has that power. Well, we did all that. I'm going to swallow the opening match for NXT, Gigi Dolin versus JC Jane in the Sex Dungeon match. We had toys sprinkled everywhere. Gigi finally, I mean, she had one win. It was the rubber match or whatever, but finally got that revenge on JC Jane. I enjoyed the whole fucking match. I actually watched it twice. I came home and watched it when I got home because I was a little distracted while I was watching it, and I really wanted to experience the full thing. So I actually sat down and watched it twice all the way through. And it was a fun match. I love me some Gigi Dolin. I think JC Jane, the best thing that could have happened to her was Mandy Rose leaving, because she really broke out after that and kind of solidified herself as a heel and a character. She wasn't just the third wheel in Toxic Attraction anymore, the least attractive of the group anymore. And getting away from them, I was happy for her. So it was a great way to kick off NXT.
Yeah. It was a good match. I liked it. It was kinky. My whole thing is that despite Gigi getting the win here, is as much as JC has looked great in this feud, Gigi Dolin as a babyface has not resonated with me, and I just don't care. It's just I like Gigi, and she's easy on the eyes. You know, I like looking at her, so that's why I give her more opportunities. But it's like this whole like, oh, you know, like, overcoming my rough upbringing, bringing up the whole brother. It feels very cringe.
You're, and I'm
just,
you're not about hard times?
No, Daddy.
Daddy?
No.
Daddy Delgado?
No. Daddy Delgado ain't about hard times. That's been the story of my life. I'm trying to move past that. I don't know. I'm just not feeling. I think she should be a heel, or like maybe they need to take a different approach with the babyface run. But I don't know. Maybe no. She wants the Battle Royal next week. And
we I agree to her. I agree with you. I feel like JC kind of made that as a passing comment. She hasn't really gone in on Gigi's brother to the extent to where Gigi has made like this whole feud about that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I agree. Yeah. Gigi feels like a heel. Like she just has that aura about her. And JC's aesthetic. I agree with JC. I mean, when she was in Toxic Attraction as a threesome, I never really gave her any mind. Like, in fact, I was aggressively indifferent on her, but I think she's really shined. I think she's a good character, and I think she'll be a big part of NXT going forward.
Crazy to think, because like it, especially with Toxic Attraction, you thought Gigi would be the breakout star, but again, I think she's just being like hindered by like this babyface run, because I don't think it really suits her, and she's still trying to like find her footing with the whole gimmick and character, and I don't think she's just found it yet. Kind of feels like Cora Jade when she first showed up in NXT as a babyface skater chick, and then she turned heel, and then she still hasn't found like 100% her, but it's better than what the fuck she was doing before.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Also, you know, it doesn't help that Gigi has changed the gear, so now she's covering up more of her butt, but now
she's kind wearing
of
a
like
diaper.
It looks like she's wearing an adult diaper, you know? Especially when you look at stuff that, like her gear that she was wearing in the indies, and then like her cheeks were just popping out of it, you know, like go back to that. I don't care what your gimmick is. I'll still support you and watch all your matches if that's your gear.
I'll say this now though. I'm finally paying attention to her work rate for the first time ever. And maybe that's their goal. So
I don't know if that was the goal.
You've got her coming out and they're talking about her big Instagram famous ass, and then they're hiding her big Instagram famous ass.
I mean, you still see it. It's just, it doesn't look as good. It's a big purple diaper.
It looks like a purple diaper. I will say this. Shout out to where the fuck did you get this?
That would be from Just from the Get Joe podcast.
Shout out to Just out here like photoshopping shit on the quicks. Bond some positive gear notes. Shout out to JC Jane. She was doing the fishnets. Love me some fishnets. Those shorts were doing her wonders. God damn. She's doing what Gigi should be doing.
If you ever wear fishnets or thigh highs, I may just marry you, Kyle.
I didn't know where that sentence was going.
Yeah, it wasn't.
She and Bailey sharing pants. Dude, Bailey's pants were awesome tonight, too. Okay, we can get rid of this now.
I was watching SmackDown with my wife, and she said that it looked like Bailey was wearing a front diaper. Whatever that means. But I mean, I know what you, because it was like baggy in the front.
Yeah.
Bailey always wears stupid clothes.
Looking at the see-through side stuff. It's something I've always noticed with Natalya, especially after Natalya, like her pants split and her vagina showed on TV, and then they highlighted it on Total Divas. And then I look and you notice that she still just doesn't wear underwear. And I'm like, after flashing your vagina to the entire world, you'd think you would put on some underwear. But no, she doesn't.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and shame anyone if they don't want to wear undergarments, you know, to each his own.
Going commando right now?
Not currently, but I can.
Why don't you go do that and come back? Kyle, spit or swallow.
Oh boy. Well, there's so many things to spit, so many things to swallow. Since we're on NXT, I will swallow Noam Dar and his little posse. I don't know what we're calling that, but love him. In the Heritage Cup, love him challenging Melo for the NXT title in the main event randomly. Although I wish it was like a thing with more build, and I wish it was a longer match. But I dig that him and the Heritage Cup is like what I think secondary titles should always be. It's like they have their own set of rules, their own set of circumstances. I know it's a big stupid trophy, I get it, but like just everything Noam Dar and Melo and all of those shenanigans, I'll swallow.
See, that's my problem with it, is it's the fucking trophy. It's not a belt. And
it's stupid.
But still a championship.
No.
Not all championships are belts, and not all belts are championships.
Well, you know that because you covered, what was that, Ring of Honor? Or what was the one that had the shields?
Oh, Progress. Yeah.
Yeah, Progress.
Progress had shields. Ring of Honor's tag titles used to be a trophy, one trophy that they shared.
And then didn't Progress also have like a sword or a wizard staff or some shit? Yeah,
the world title was a big staff with an eagle on it.
Yeah. That sounds ridiculous.
It was.
I'm spitting everything Kyle was talking about. I don't like Noam Dar. I've never really cared for Noam Dar.
Hey, Matt, can we get Fitz in the group, please?
Is it because Noam Dar loves black people?
Don't give him a chance to defend himself.
God damn it.
Is this back on your D'Lo Brown shit, Vince?
Wow.
No, it's Noam Dar. I like everyone else in the faction. I like Lash Legend. I don't know the name of the other two individuals in the faction.
Oro Mensah and Jakarta Jackson.
Jakarta
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But no, I don't really care for Noam Dar. I don't know.
Just jealous. Because you're like Supernova 8. Or 7. He's Supernova 11. You know?
What's with the pinkies?
It's 11. That's what he does. It's his thing. You don't even watch Noam Dar. You're just hating him because he's Scottish.
I just don't like him ever since the Cruiserweight Classic. Ever since the Cruiserweight division, I never cared for him.
I'm not a fan of the Heritage Cup as a and the British Rounds thing as a regular thing. It was a good match, though. I actually swallowed the match. And the one thing that Pretty Kyle did not talk about is the fact that at the end of the match, Baron Corbin decided he's going to try and make himself relevant for the millionth time, showed up and took out Carmelo Hayes. And maybe this is how you do it. Maybe this is how you make Corbin matter, is do what you did with Mandy and try and rebuild him in NXT.
I'm with
big
it.
Swallow for me. Big swallow.
That gets a big swallow. I like Hefty. The lone wolf.
Yeah.
The thing about Baron is that, like, he feels like he's like a similar trajectory that Damian Priest is on. Like, that's what Baron Corbin used to be with the whole lone wolf gimmick. But then he had some comedic chops, and I think they leaned too much into it, or he leaned too much into it. He just kind of became a joke and unserious. Hopefully him going to NXT does like make him more of a legitimate threat, because I like him. I like the guy. He has a really cool moveset. He has a lot of cool moves. You know, the deep six, then the days, that little thing he does when he goes underneath the turnbuckle, goes around it, and then clotheslines someone. All that cool shit.
That was like a weird era in wrestling where everyone like found a weird way to do a clothesline. Like Dean Ambrose used to like act like he got fell out of the ropes and sprung board back, and he slid around, and Sami Zayn was doing like the dive through the thing and the into a DDT, and it was this weird like around the ring ropes, around the fucking ring post era of wrestling where they just tried to innovate new shit.
Bayley used to do that thing similar to like Sammy, but she'd do like a sliding drop kick underneath the bottom rope. It's always clunky.
Like half the time.
Yeah, it was always clunky.
Not as much as Charlotte misses her moonsault, but that's neither here nor there. Vince, better swallow.
I'm going to go ahead and swallow Zelina Vega getting the win over Lacey Evans on SmackDown qualifying for Money in the Bank.
Lieutenant Lingerie.
She looked like Smokey the Bear when she came out. Over
here, like the Mountie.
Yeah, exactly.
See, my thought was, you know how like they have all of the professions, but they're always like slutty for girls for Halloween?
Yes.
Right. Slutty nurse. It was slutty Sergeant Slaughter. Sergeant Slut, if you will.
Sergeant Slut.
I like Sergeant Slaughter.
I didn't put that out. I did not put that on Twitter, though, because I thought I'd get in trouble for slut shaming. But we're here on Smack and Raw.
You're not shaming her for doing it.
No,
she's a sergeant.
Yeah, Sergeant Slutter.
Yeah, she has rank.
So that's what I thought about. I'm like, that's going to be like the next hot fucking girl's Halloween costume in 2023 is Sergeant Slutter.
I will like to say that we should have Sergeant Slutter as a nominee for the title.
Possibly.
I like that.
Are you going to make Lacey Evans the thumbnail then? Because out of context, it's not going to make sense.
Sure, why not?
He's a Tic Tac chef now. Oh, TikTok.
Baron Corbin, I do like his cooking videos.
Yeah, no, he knows good. How to handle his meat.
Yeah. Wait, he just started showing up on my feed randomly. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch him grill a burger.
He knows how to handle his meat.
Yeah, someone has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I enjoyed the fact that Zelina won. I hate to break it to Santos. He ain't fucking winning Money in the Bank. I love Santos to death. He's not winning Money in the Bank.
But he might qualify for Money in the Bank.
He could qualify, but he's not walking away with that head briefcase. Zelina has a chance. He does not.
Look, man, they've set the precedent that you can cash in on mid-card titles. Anything's possible now.
That's true. I'm actually going to swallow, along with what you were saying, that whole segment, though, because we got a little tease of Io versus Asuka again, which I really enjoyed. Mm. I got Shotzi Blackheart where she belongs on SmackDown, because that's where she got drafted, and she's my pick to win the whole fucking thing, because I love me some Shotzi.
Who is she facing next week? She's got a qualifying match next week.
I think Bayley. I think that's why she came out and interrupted Bayley and said some shit to Bayley.
Then who's Io facing?
No idea. Probably someone from Raw, because...
No, I think Io is facing Shotzi.
Well, that's not a good sign for me. Fuck!
Let me look that up real quick. I have this technology for it. Go ahead.
Bianca coming out and attacking Asuka on the ramp after she kind of escaped the girls arguing, and then the pull apart, that whole thing. Lieutenant Lingerie, Sergeant Slutter, whatever you want to call her. Yeah, no, I enjoyed that whole segment, so...
Shout out to Asuka's fit, by the way, tonight. Looking like a divorced aunt out there.
Is she just always drooling?
Yeah, at this point.
Has a leak.
So the matches for next week are Butch versus Baron Corbin, Santos Escobar versus Mustafa Ali, Mee Chin versus Bayley, and Shotzi versus Io.
Fuck!
Yeah, Io's getting in and Shotzi is in.
Wait, who's fighting Bayley?
Mee Chin, Mia Yim.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Mid chin, as B-Fab said.
What were you saying, Kyle, about Asuka? She has what?
A leak?
Where's the leak, ma'am?
Ew, what was that? I've never heard you
Leave on his show, he calls that a chortle.
A chortle. It was a mouth queef, if you will.
I think I've heard chortle used once or twice on the
I'm a big podcast. Chortler. You can't stop me from chortling.
I like mouth queef. Mouth queef sounds perfect. Sounds ideal.
Oh, well, let's do a little bit of Dynamite. Since I was just kind of tagging on what Vince said. I'm going to swallow the fact that the BBC beat Kenny Omega so bad he left the fucking country, and I hope he doesn't come back. I know everyone's like, he's Damn. Going to get Kota Ibushi and the Golden Showers. They're going to be a thing, and I don't give a fuck about any of that. Also, Dork Order interrupting the Elite interview because they're mad that Hangman has his old friends back and they feel left out. All of that is fun, but yeah, no, Dakota Ibushi. If he shows up, cool. If not, could care less. Kenny can stay in Japan for all I care. Even though they didn't say he was in Japan, he just wasn't in Canada and left the country. I wonder where else the fuck he went.
Mexico to defend his AAA Mega Championship if he still has it.
He doesn't.
He does not.
He hasn't had it for like 500 days.
Maybe he's trying to get it back. He's trying to get a strap back.
Well, it was just defended in San Diego a couple days ago. So, but I guess if he's not in Canada, he could be in the U.S.
Yeah, Wait. that's very.
He true. Left the country, the country of the U.S., and he did not go to Canada because Don Callis was from Canada, and he said, "Fuck that place." Apparently,
so right. He just said, "Fuck my country" because of one guy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, oh, I almost extreme. Said that in not the past election, but the one before it. So you know,
yeah.
I'd say that if I lived in Florida right now, I'd be like, "Fuck this country, I'm out."
I'd say, "Fuck Florida."
I do say fuck Florida.
I do say fuck Florida too. Fuck Boston Texas too, by the way.
Boston?
Yeah, Boston.
Just the city? Not Massachusetts as a whole, just the city of Boston?
Just the city of Boston.
Okay.
Fuck Boston.
Not a Sox fan?
Celtics.
Oh, that's hockey, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love you so much.
They play with basketballs now for some reason.
That's called lacrosse, I think.
Purveyor of potatoes, would you please spit or swallow?
Do you just have like a list of things to call me?
I literally thought them up as I was having a cigarette before the show outside. I almost called you Mr. Thightastic.
That's I like Mr. Fantastic.
But yeah, but then we need the Thightastic Four, and I can't think of three other people that have thighs as good as you. So
well, you just need one other person because I have two thighs.
Yeah, instead of fantastic, you could be like the credible or like the Incredibles.
No, Mrs. Incredibles, the credible.
Or if the hardest part of the ring and the softest part of the ring scissored, they could be the Thightastic Four.
Okay, I'm not scissoring anybody. That sounds painful. But anyways, spit or swallow. Let's see. Oh, I'm gonna give a big hefty swallow to Wheeler Yuta. Love me some Utes, my brother, maybe, or father, whatever, you know. Yes, myself. You gotta love yourself. Self-love is important. But I love his role in the BBC as just the shitty rat, like the annoying little kid. But he beats everybody. Like he pinned Kenny Omega. He won on Dynamite. I just love his direction, and I love the six man that opened up Dynamite with the Lucha Brothers and Bandito. It was good. All that stuff was good. BBC, love the BBC. Now that's just a thing I've said. And yeah, Black Cox.
I mean, it's a thing that's been said on this podcast more than once by multiple people. So you loving the BBC is nothing new here.
Yeah, it's fun.
Everyone loves the BBC. That's why it's one of the most popular categories on Pornhub.
One of many.
I'm all about everything BBC right now because of the fact that they got rid of Kenny Omega. So,
yeah,
that's all they needed to do for me.
Well, technically, Konosuke Takeshita and Don Callis got rid of Kenny Omega, and I don't think they're BBCers.
They're BBC adjacent.
Oh, so is that like? Never mind. I'm not gonna say that.
Just BC?
Yeah, no.
They're just big cocks. They're not big black cocks.
Yeah, it's like when you type in BBC and it's just big white cocks. It's like, okay, I guess.
Well, BWC, yeah.
Oh, there's BWC specifically. Yes. Yeah. For some reason, that seems racist. But BBC is
fine. It really does. It's even got a hood. It's all fucked up. Vince, better swallow.
At the point do you say that? Expecting me to just pivot.
Jericho got a hood? Talk about Jericho.
Hey Vince, do Mexicans have big cocks?
Almost exclusively.
BMCs?
BMCs.
BMCs.
You never hear about that. You never hear about BMCs. Hmm. There are BMCs in the chat.
I don't
know. Jesus isn't here right now, so.
Oh. Yeah, Jesus hasn't been here for a while, Ashley. Where are you?
We think he's either got himself a boyfriend or a new job that is keeping him off our chat. I thought he just didn't like me anymore.
Yeah, you got really sensitive about that.
He doesn't reply to me anymore. He started saying things like, people need to learn the difference between a draft and a brand split, and I took that personally.
It wasn't directed at you.
Are you sure?
Did at
you
least ask I don't him? Think. I don't think so.
Because it was like right after I tweeted that the whole draft brand split thing is bullshit. I feel like that was.
You know what? Instead of talking about my next swallow, I'm just going to play my next swallow.
This isn't how things work, okay? What do you think? This is the Wild West? You can just hit your music and come out without anybody saying your name? No, that doesn't make sense. Wait, no, chill. No. Hey, they bro, broke the rule. Relax. The unwritten rule. Relax. You can't just come out whenever okay, you want. Okay. What are you, a psycho? Hey,
Kevin, wait. For the love of God. Bring it down a notch.
What's your problem? Listen.
Yes. Absolutely.
Everything Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, mixed in with Imperium, mixed with Alpha Academy. Sami accidentally calling them American Alpha and like making a nod to Jason Jordan.
I didn't even catch that. That's so funny.
Yeah, Sami was like, yeah, you know, they have a match with American Alpha. I mean, Alpha Academy. You know, Kevin, though, over here, like just going nonsensical about like, we didn't call your name. There's like this unwritten rule. And like, honestly, that energy is our energy for like the fucking people that showed up on Raw, like Damage Control, Shotzi and AJ that aren't supposed to be on Raw. Like, that's the fucking energy. You're not supposed to be here. You can't just show up wherever the fuck you want. And I just kind of like unhinged Kevin.
I didn't mention this, but Finn also said that this was making him sick when AJ showed up, and I agreed with that. However, literally my only swallow from Raw was Kevin Owens and Sammy. Their celebration, Imperium interrupting. Our boy Ludwig Kaiser, who has secured himself a spot in my heart by completely spitting facts about how Riddle's an embarrassment to wrestling and doesn't belong in a wrestling ring. Never heard more truth said in the middle of a squared circle than I did right there. And then the weird bromance between Chad Gable and Kevin Owens, where he's like, say the funny thing I like.
Yeah, it makes me chuckle every time. It's like, what?
Chortle. He chortles every time. Chortles. And then,
oh yeah,
Imperium winning the match, but KO and Sammy basically taking over commentary. And
dude, hilarious.
It was great.
Yeah, it wasn't basically. They didn't let Corey or Kevin get a word in. No, I mean, it was just... The whole segment from the segment before the match.
It's not the right one.
Yeah, the wrong Kevin. But yeah, the segment before the match, the commentary, the match itself. I mean, just in general, the tag division seemingly being pretty healthy. I mean, you have the champions and then you have Imperium looking strong, probably going to challenge them. But you also have Alpha Academy and it looks like the Raiders, I guess they're feuding. I don't know if it's going to be like a four-way situation or what, but you have a lot of tag team stuff, and now we're finally getting KO and Sammy away from the bloodline, and now they're like tag champions, and they have a lot of great tag teams on the roster, so hopefully they make use of that.
Listen, Allison, I agree with you, but if you look at it, after Backlash we got the World Heavyweight title, after Clash of the Champions we got the Undisputed Universal WWE Championship, so maybe after Money in the Bank we fix one of the women's titles. Maybe they're just doing one a month. Maybe they're on a budget. They can only afford one new belt a month with the billions of fucking dollars that they make.
How do you fix it, though?
What do you mean?
Change the names of the titles and change the designs.
Yeah, you give us a women's... She said we can't call it heavyweight, but a women's world championship and a women's WWE championship.
What if... This is how I've thought it should be. One, is as much as... I don't like the name. Like, one should be world champ, women, WWE world champion, women's champion, whatever. And the other one will be like universal women's champion. Cause it, like, it just goes hand in hand. Cause like, that's kind of what they use to like brand their like champions, you know? So, I mean, that's the thing. But I don't know. Will they just go ahead and just continue introducing new title designs for every single fucking one of them?
Though women are low on the priority list, so we'll probably get new tag team titles before we get new women's titles. But, you know, we'll see.
You got to address the NXT women's titles. Don't even get used. The champions are just sitting there.
I mean, they're having squash matches on SmackDown. No, except not. This week. Not this week, but the last couple weeks they have.
They had one squash match.
I thought they had two.
So this was going to be a spit for me, but since we're talking about it. The NXT women's tag team titles. Okay, you had two sets of women's tag team titles on the main roster. Liv goes down. Those championships are vacated. Why not just promote the NXT women's tag team titles and make that the only women's tag team titles?
Because that makes so much sense.
They had their out right there. But then, no, we're going to have four tag champions for titles that we don't use.
I don't want to see the swap. The swap's stupid. No, I agree with you. It makes no fucking sense. They fucked up all their championships and are, I guess, slowly working on correcting them, which we saw tonight. So
the only thing I don't like about the swap, I'm not opposed to the swap. It's just that Becky and Charlotte just made it super fucking awkward. And it would have been cool to see Bianca and Rhea do that. My only issue with that is that every time they do that, that's technically considered another reign. So, that's my big issue there. Like, let's say Asuka switches Rhea. She is now the SmackDown Women's Champion. That considers an additional reign. So, if she's a 5-time champ now, she'd be a 6-time champ. Because that's what they did with Charlotte and Becky last time. And that's what they did with the Street Profits and the New Day or the Usos when they swapped the titles, the tag titles.
I know you said a lot of stuff, but all I heard was you want to do a swap. And I'll have to talk to my wife, see if she's into that, but maybe.
Snowball?
Sure.
Is that what a snowball is?
No.
No, that is not what a snowball is.
Oh, well, I've been doing it wrong.
Why don't you give us a detailed explanation of how you're actually doing it?
I'll just show you later.
Okay. All right.
It's when someone ejaculates into a person's mouth, and then they spit that into the person's mouth back and forth, and it builds with the saliva. It's a snowball.
Or it could be kind of like a human centipede situation where you just go and spit into someone else's mouth and so on and so forth.
Yeah, if you got a group and you just want to pass it around in a circle.
Yeah, Sharon's scary.
It sounds like felching to me.
But I feel like, because that's sucking it out of someone's asshole. So you got to come in their ass and then suck it out. That's a felching.
Does it have to be their ass? It can't be other orifices?
I'm pretty sure it has to be their asshole. Not Google it, fact check me, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm not.
However, I feel like if you get a group of people and you're snowballing in a group, you can call that building a snowman, and then you should sing, "Do you want to build a snowman?"
It's more of a snowball fight, but we're now just
into if you're angrily spitting it back and forth at each other, or maybe with a straw, like you used to do, fucking spit wads.
I don't know about you, but my semen can't get through a straw.
So too thick.
Have you tried?
Not since the accident.
Who's next?
I think I am.
Better swallow.
I'm going to spit the new women's tag team champions ring gear. I have no issue with Ronda and Shayna being tag team champions. It was kind of a foregone conclusion. We saw it coming. But the fucking judo jackets that they came out, their gi, looked dumb as shit.
I didn't even see it. I skipped the whole fucking match.
Not a fan.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know. It was fine, I guess.
I'm also spitting the fact that we had women from Raw and SmackDown competing on Raw for the tag team titles when we have two sets of tag team titles.
They couldn't have waited till Money in the Bank to do it at a pay-per-view. At a pay-per-view, it makes sense. It's fine at a pay-per-view.
Because everyone's there. I agree.
Yeah, it's a neutral ground.
There are ways to do it, and they just don't give a fuck about me or my feelings.
Yeah. I don't know why they're in such a hurry to crown new champions for titles that don't get defended.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted to put it on Ronda and Shayna. That was the intended plan at Mania. But because Ronda wasn't 100%, they had to call an audible and put it on Raquel and Liv. And then they're like, okay, well, Liv is injured and Ronda's good enough to have the title for a little bit. So let's just put the titles on them just so we have a championship on Ronda. Because God forbid Ronda doesn't do anything revolving around the championship, you know?
She said, don't ever Google felching, by the way.
Oh, no.
Too late.
Kyle, spit or swallow or felch.
I will I will felch Zoe Stark. Yeah, it actually is a felcher because it's a partial swallow because I do like Zoe Stark in this role. I think it's perfect being the heavy or the bodyguard for Trish. I think it's a way to.
I want
to
guard Trish's body too, so I'm a little jelly.
Who doesn't? And
you know, Matt?
What's up, Matt? What's your problem?
So I want to read this for you just because I like being right. Felching when someone when semen or other fluids are sucked from the anus. However, apparently there was also a governor and U.S. senator from Michigan named Alpheus Felch, and there is a Felch Township in Michigan, so you can go live in Felch.
Who were you? Oh, Kyle Fletcher. You were calling Kyle Felcher. That made me giggle a few episodes ago. Right, that was a thing that happened, right? I didn't just make that up.
I think you did because I don't even think I know who Kyle Maybe Fletcher is.
He's the Aussie Open guy, whatever.
I probably did do that.
Did it subconsciously. But so I'm gonna suck Zoe Stark out of the asshole of whatever, and then
out of Trish's asshole. Yes, got it.
Her being with Trish by nature is gonna elevate Zoe Stark, and she's super talented, so I'm all for it. However, the whole thing with Trish, I mean, Trish in general, I'm kind of spitting. It isn't hitting. The hope with Becky's involvement too. Nothing about it's really hitting for me. It seems good on paper. I don't blame them for trying this, but ultimately I think it's just wrap it up at Money in the Bank or whatever and move on.
This is Mac and a Rock, Kyle. We don't wrap anything up.
You don't. I don't shame anyone that, you know, wants to protect themselves. I agree, except I'm spitting the whole thing. Like, I like Zoe Stark. I think this is a good way to utilize her coming out of NXT. Trish bombed that promo, especially at the end where she was like stumbling over her words and made it rough. Becky did kind of come down and, you know, save it and lay down the challenge. But then we watched Becky get DP'd, which I'm generally all for. But I don't know. I think
we've seen that a little too much.
We've seen Becky get DP'd too much.
Yeah. Sometimes you get oversaturated with the genre and you just kind of have to explore different like categories, you know. It's not that it's bad. It doesn't mean that you don't like it still. You just kind of need to change the pace, you know. Like sometimes, yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, it's doggy style.
We've been doing a lot of spitting here, so you gotta swallow as a change of pace for us, or you wanna keep spitting with us?
I'll swallow Shinsuke Nakamura defeating Bronson Reed to qualify for Money in the Bank because, god damn it, for a second there, I thought I was going to see Shinsuke lose to Bronson Reed in 2 weeks in a row because the prior week he lost to Finn in that match. So I know you were talking about how you didn't like that specifically because, like, they were trying to build up Shinsuke. And yes, I know it's Finn, but he just took an L. You're trying to build up this guy and him taking an L at any point in this like rise of rebuild, it's not a good thing to do. And then I know that Triple H has a soft spot for Bronson Reed. He likes the tsunami apparently. When he hit the Kinshasa and Bronson Reed rolled out of the ring, I was like, god damn, please don't let this be don't let this be the moment where Bronson Reed comes back and gets the win. But thankfully he missed the tsunami or whatever the fuck his finisher is, and then Shinsuke got the win. Because Shinsuke is a guy that I would actually like to see win Money in the Bank. I think he could benefit from it.
I agree. Personally, I missed Thick Boy season just for how uncomfortable it made people on the internet.
Not I love to
call,
it.
Shout not out to our call Bronson Reed a thick boy and not be, yeah, no. So I kind of wish Thick Boy season would have come back, but Shinsuke's needed a revamp, a rebuild, or a reintroduction for a little while now. The whole thing with Booger was not working.
No, it's terrible.
Neither is whatever he's doing now with LA Knight or whoever the fuck he's hanging out with. I think it was LA Knight last, and then Knight turned on him.
Yeah, he turned on him, beat him, like, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, and then they just kind of, like, stopped doing that now.
Yeah. I'll finish off Raw. I'm spitting the fact that they continue to use actual NXT talent as enhancement talent and then not mention like they're a thing. Because I was actually, there was a little bit of big body Javi that I was kind of getting into there for a minute before he just disappeared from TV. And now I see him and he's a performance center recruit.
Yeah.
No, he was on fucking NXT for like 3 months.
Who did he wrestle? Watch NXT.
Huh? Who did he wrestle?
He got beat up as an enhancement talent. He was part of a tag team.
Indashir.
Yeah, Indashir. He got squashed by Indashir.
That was Big Body Hobby?
He was one of them. There was other guy that I didn't fucking know, but this is like the third. They used Valentina Ferraz and
Yulisa
Leon.
Leon, yeah.
Yeah, as enhancement talent.
I didn't know that was them when they lost in that enhancement women's tag match. So it just, it's weird because the way they're presenting them and they're just saying like, oh, performance center recruit, you don't think much of it. Me personally, like, they just kind of look like nameless jobbers, like local enhancement talent. And I think that's the point you're trying to make.
I don't even think Yulisa and fucking Valentina even got that. Like, Big Body Javi got that, but I don't even think they mentioned where the fuck they were from. They just brought them out and had them get squashed on TV. And it's like, I've watched them wrestle in matches on NXT, like, that mattered for NXT titles and against Electra Lopez for, like, in a feud, like, a real, like, they're real people. They're not just randoms. I have no idea, but I miss her so much.
Yeah,
like two of my favorite people in the world are Carmen Electra and Jennifer Lopez to look at, and she's like both of them brought together.
Sure. Carmen Electra and Jennifer Lopez do a fusion dance and you get Electra Lopez.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that was the mindset in creating that name.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Have her join the LWO. Be a tag team with Selena.
You mean the faction that she was in first?
No, she was in Legado. This is LWO. It's a completely different faction.
Okay.
I mean, it was also Legado when Zelina joined it before Ray showed up and rebranded them, so...
Yeah, but now they're LWO.
But essentially, Kyle is correct, the faction that she was in first...
LWO.
Before Zelina.
I think, because I think Legado still exists. It's everybody minus Ray.
No. I don't think so. I think they haven't acknowledged that Legado's the thing anymore.
They can not acknowledge anything they want. It still exists.
I don't know. They just kind of merged the lineage all together, just kind of like the Universal and WWE title. It's kind of what they did. So now it's LWO. But it's the lineage of Legado there, but it's not Legado anymore.
It's me, like, Savio Vega and Carlito are in the LWO, but not Legado. You know?
Yeah. What do you get against Savio Vega or Carlito, though?
I don't. I love both of them.
Do you spit in the face of people that don't like to be cool?
I prefer to swallow in the face.
Of people who are cool?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
No, I'm
fine. Think about that for a little bit.
Kyle, spit or swallow?
Yeah, my last thing on Raw. I'm going to swallow Indy Miz. Love me some Miz and his... later years busting out her and Kanranas and springboards and all the monkey flips and all the stupid he's going through his John Cena US challenge phase, which I'm all for.
Sure.
Miz just going all out for no reason.
Did he like yell at the crowd, yeah, I did a springboard after he did the springboard?
I did a springboard.
He used to do it like a couple years ago, then he fucked it up once and then he stopped doing it. So maybe now he's finally got his sea legs under him and he's looking good out there. I think now he's just like, he doesn't care about longevity anymore because he's been doing this shit for, like, what, 15 years, if not more? So it's like, whatever, if I break my asshole on the springboard, it's fine. I've had a good career, and I'm rich, and I'm having sex with a hot French lady, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think back in the day, you know, you fuck up a move on the wrong person, you cease to exist from WWE. Just ask Mr. Kennedy. He fucking injured Randy Orton and John Cena and never came back to WWE ever again. So maybe The Miz was just like, let me make sure I have seniority and enough money.
Exactly.
And then I can fuck around and injure people.
He's playing with house money at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. He got his first injury in his entire career, and he's like, let me do crazy shit now.
Might as well. I mean,
he's been WWE champ, multiple time Intercontinental champion. He's been in movies. He's been in TVs. He's been in commercials. And speaking of commercials, if you want to watch this show commercial-free, you can go to patreon.com/creationworld and you can get the ad-free version of the show. But if you're watching us live, you're not so lucky. So here's a word from our sponsors.
Wow, spice things up in the bedroom. Then it's time to check out Adam and Eve. Did you see, Adam and Eve is the leading adult toy store that offers a wide range of products to help you explore your sexual desires. Whether you're looking for something to use solo or with a partner, they have everything you need to satisfy your cravings. From vibrators to lingerie, bondage gear to lubricants, AdamandEve.com has it all. And the best part, you can shop with confidence, knowing that all their products are of high quality and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That means whether you bought a dildo, sex swing, penis ring, vibrator, anal sex toy, bondage toy, couples toy, lube, or accessory, you can get a refund within 90 days if you're not 100% satisfied. No questions asked. And right now, as a special offer to our listeners, Adam and Eve is giving you 50% off almost any item on their website. That's right, 50% off. And if you act now, you'll also get free shipping. So go to adamandeve.creationworld.com and use the offer code ERROTICA at checkout. That's ERROTICA at adamandeve.creationworld.com for 50% off almost any item and free shipping. Don't wait. This offer won't last very long. The link is in the description. Attention, dog lovers. Are you looking for high-quality products to spoil your furry friend? Then you need to check out dog.com. Because you see, dog.com is the go-to online store for all your dog-related needs. They offer a huge selection of dog food, treats, beds, and more. Plus, they have products for all types of dogs, from puppies to seniors and everything in between. And the best part, you can shop with confidence knowing that all their products are made with your dog's health and happiness in mind. Dog.com only stocks top-rated brands that you can trust, so you can rest easy knowing your dog is getting the best. And right now, as a special offer to our listeners, Dog.com is doing a big warehouse clearance sale. And all you have to do is go to dog.creationworld.com, and you can get up to 80% off on all sorts of items like toys, treats, bones, harnesses, bowls, leashes, and anything else you can think of. So go to dog.creationworld.com and take advantage of this sale right now. Spoil your furry friend with the best products from dog.creationworld.com today. Link is in the description. Are you tired of feeling sluggish and unfocused throughout the day? Then it's time to try Dubby, the ultimate energy source. Dubby is a powerful clean energy drink that is designed to help you stay alert and focused no matter what life throws your way. Whether you're a student, a busy professional, an athlete, or especially a gamer, Dubby can give you the boost you need to take on the day or the night. It also contains important aminos and vitamins that canned energy drinks simply don't have. And the best part, Dubby is made with high-quality ingredients and is completely sugar-free, maltodextrin-free, and is keto-friendly. So you can enjoy the energy boost without any of the crash, jitters, or angst that comes with traditional energy drinks. Simply mix Dubby with water and you'll have a delicious, refreshing energy drink that can help you power through your entire day. And with a variety of flavors to choose from, including Galaxy Grenade, Beach and Peach, and Dragonade, you're sure to find one that you love. So go to Dubby.creationworld.com and order your Dubby today. And for a limited time, use code CREATIA at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's Creatia at w.creationworld.com for 10% off. Try W today and feel the difference. The link is in the description.
I am going to spit Michael Cole reading rap lyrics.
That was a swallow for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not a fan. It was rough to listen to.
I don't think he was reading them. I think he was just spitting off the dome, personally.
God, I hope not.
Was it that terrible?
Also, I really want to know what's behind Michael Cole's pure hatred for, you know,
top dollar. Top, I guess top dollar.
Yeah, but it now is like spread to the faction as a whole, even though his real problem is top dollar. So like. Dude missed one move and you're going to hate him forever?
He must have done something backstage for him to continuously roast him. I don't know. Maybe they'll do a Dark Side of the Ring of Michael Cole's hatred for Top Dollar.
Man, I would watch the hell out of that.
We were spitballing in one of the chats what the next Dark Side of the Ring should be. I think it might have been Katie's yesterday. I think that was one of the questions on her show. And I personally believe they need to do a Dark Side of the Ring on Hulk Hogan's sex tape / racial slur incident.
Well, that's an option for sure.
I know we had, there's like a separate thing on Vice about the Hulk Hogan. I think it's like the Gawker thing, though. I don't think it's related to the sex. Yeah. Maybe it is. I don't know.
No, there, it's like sex lies and video. Maybe that's not it. But there was something that they have that's like a Hulk Hogan thing about Hulk Hogan. And it's like part of a different series.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
I wonder if they'll touch on that. You know.
Well, nobody swallows the NWA. Billy Corgan fucking sucks. The man came out and said, if you're not watching Tyrus, then you don't like wrestling. Well, you are 100% right. I don't fucking like wrestling if that's what liking wrestling is. Fuck Tyrus.
Somebody call his mom.
Fuck the NWA. And fuck. And he's from Chicago and I don't even care. Fuck Billy Corgan.
You're not a Smashing Pumpkins guy?
I never.
Despite all my rage, pumpkins. I could give a fuck about a rat in a cage.
Well, hot take.
Well, then.
Yeah. What else is there to say?
Vince, bitter swallow.
I guess what else is there to say? LA Knight, Montez Ford had a great match on SmackDown. Surprisingly, the crowd was very negative towards Montez Ford. And, you know, he took him with stride. You know, he had a lot of, like, cockiness to, like, a lot of swagger with, like, the way he was maneuvering. He felt like he was working the heel in that match, except for, like, the last moments where LA Knight grabs the rope. Swallowing LA Knight, getting the win here and qualifying for Money in the Bank, I think that's the right choice. It's tough because I want both of them to be in there, but between the two options, it's like I want LA Knight in there. He's like the most over one between the two, at least because of the crowd. And maybe this is a catalyst for that Street Profits heel turn along with Bianca, because I think that's something they should explore.
I worry that if we put Montez Ford in Money in the Bank, he's going to fall into the Shelton Benjamin role and he's never going to win. He's just going to be there for high spots. I'd much rather see Montez Ford dethrone Austin Theory and take that mid-card title and have a run with that. I think that's
true.
One thing that they teased us with that they really need to go back to. So I was good with LA Knight winning here because of that, because I don't want to see him just become like another Shelton Benjamin who's there. He does all these great things, never wins it. And yeah.
I mean, he was the gold standard for a while there. It's got to count for something.
Great gimmick.
Yeah, I think they were just booing Montez because they loved LA Knight. So by default, they were booing Montez. But I mean, he did show signs of like subtle signs of being a heel, like the way his like facials were. He could be a really good heel one day.
Yeah, you can't teach that. And I think both the Street Profits and Bianca have potential to like take their character to the next level by turning heel. I feel like you unlock the next level to them, because I think Bianca has untapped potential as a heel.
They were in Pennsylvania, right?
San Diego? No, that's AW. I don't know where they were.
Maybe I thought they were Pennsylvania because Roman started off his promo. He's like, no, that's not going to work anymore. And then he did the universe acknowledge me.
Or was it Pensacola?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. It could have been Pensacola, I guess. Does he normally say the city or the state?
City.
Okay.
Penn Island, maybe?
Well, if it's Florida, they were definitely racist. That's 100% facts.
I mean, we said it at the start of the episode, fuck Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty Kyle, spit or swallow.
Hi. So we're talking about SmackDown. I'll give a healthy swallow to that six man opener. Pretty Deadly in Theory versus the Brutes. Love Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Love that they're getting a spotlight. Boy. Love that they got the win too. A pretty lengthy match. Pretty good match. Love the Sheamus is super over wherever they were. They love Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. He's so, as white as you get. So
that's a good point. That's really. That might make me rethink some stuff. But I love that whole thing.
Did you love Pretty Deadly's new theme song?
I think it was a little lyric heavy. It was like all screaming, you know? I think it needed more like bass to it, but otherwise it was fine.
I like their old theme song because they reminded me, like, if they were doing like a slow running walk down the beach, like something you see in Baywatch. That's kind of what the vibe I got from Pretty Deadly.
I knew it was Pennsylvania.
There you go.
And I know for a fact that there's one person in Pennsylvania who's not racist and the rest of the state is, so.
Katie?
Yes, 100%. She loves black people more than the entire state of Pennsylvania. So that's probably why they were booing.
That's what I hear.
I can't comment on that. I don't actually have the statistics.
Of who Katie likes?
DM you.
You don't have the spreadsheet in front of you?
She comes on the
show this every week and talks about loving BBC and always bet on black, so.
Fair enough. I don't have the actual, like, pie chart or, like, the bar graph. Yeah.
I agree Pretty Deadly is going to be good on the main roster. I really did like the idea of putting them with Seth Rollins over Austin Theory, though.
Yeah, me and Katie talked about it. You could have called them Pretty Freaking Deadly. And like do a whole faction with them.
Nobody else needs freaking in their name. It's already enough with Seth.
So you're saying I shouldn't start calling myself Matt Frickin' Ritter?
Go ahead. You're gonna lose all your friends.
Matt. So. Matt. Yes. Fuck what Kyle says. If you start calling yourself Matt Frickin' Ritter every single week, I will gain more endless love for you every single week.
Lionel Richie.
Can you announce me as Matt Frickin' Ritter when I come on and do the ECW show with you?
Absolutely not. I'm going to forget about it in 2 minutes, probably. So,
well,
if I happen to remember, I won't do it. So,
if Charlie was allowed to listen to podcasts, he'd hear this and he'd hook me up. But he's not. So,
Getcho's like new Twitter handle, not necessarily handle, but you can make it your new name on Twitter. Matt
Frickin' Ritter. I'm going to swallow. Speaking of Chicago and people from Chicago that everyone else hates that I love, the announcement that CM Punk will be returning at Collision, even though we all knew it was coming. It was not a surprise. It was not a major announcement. We were just kind of waiting for it. I am one of like five people on the planet that doesn't just absolutely hate CM Punk for shits and giggles.
It's the coolest thing to do now.
It really is. And I mean, AEW's ratings have not done shit since Punk left. So we'll see if he really is the needle mover over there and if those ratings go up. He is one of the only reasons I'll watch Collision. So
he's but the only reason I'm going to
probably Collision. Not live, but I'll record it and I'll watch it when I have time.
Yeah.
You know, late on a Saturday night or while Kate's asleep or maybe early Sunday morning with Zoe. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to talk about it. It's going to replace Rampage because Rampage, like everyone was talking about what a great card Rampage had this week. There was nothing on there that I wanted to watch. Not a single match. That
people kept talking about the show very highly. Like, oh, it's been such a great show and the main event's about to start. But I'm with you. Nothing really on there just made me feel like I need to tune into this.
I watched like half of it before I came on. It was pretty good.
Drillmatic versus the Viking versus whoever the third person was in that AAA Battle Royal match.
Drillistico?
Drillmatic. Yeah.
It's worth it just to hear JR attempt to commentate on it. Look at them flying around. God damn.
Oh, yeah. If I go there, there's the shirt. I'll get it for you, Just send me a t-shirt size. Are you a large, an extra large?
He's a walking red flag, but I'm not mad about it. I am also a walking red flag. And if you listen to the end of the post show of Getting Off, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, there's that.
Are you talking about the Rico analogy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I still haven't watched it, by the way. It's on my bucket list of things.
It was a really good time. You should go check it out. Yeah, but I'm swallowing CM Punk.
I'm with you. I'm swallowing CM Punk, too.
Like most of the divas in the early 2000s, I'm swallowing CM Punk.
Shout out to Kelly. But
Maria and everybody else, Lita,
Victoria, Lita,
Viscera,
most
Mickey Viscera. Viscera was swallowing a lot of things back in the day. No, but yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm swallowing that as well. I think that I'm excited for it. I'm going to Collision. You know, like my sister got excited and she's like, oh, I'm gonna get tickets. I'm like, do you want to go? I'm like, sure. And then she got the tickets, so I'm going.
Well, she is a punk by nature, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Have to kind of go. So yeah, we'll see. I kind of hope he has a match. I actually want to see CM Punk wrestle. I've never actually got to see the man wrestle because I saw him when he returned at Rampage, but that was it. He just cut a promo, which is great. But it's like, I want to see you wrestle. You know, I want to see you spread your legs and spread your wings and what have you in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of major announcements, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. I know I've been kind of cock teasing you over the last couple of weeks, and I do appreciate everyone that's tuned in, that's been listening, that's been waiting for this major announcement from the Smack and Raw podcast. And this week, you're actually going to get it. In four short weeks, on June 30th, 2023, I am proud to announce that it will be Smack and Raw's 300th episode. So please tune in and enjoy that. It should be a fun time. I don't plan anything special. Maybe we might bring on a guest. We'll see. But yeah, four short weeks, June 30th, Smackin' Raw 300.
Are you going to have CM Punk on that episode?
I wish.
You should have just said that he was.
Here's the thing. So short story. I had a buddy who told me that he was CM Punk's cousin, right? Had gone through like this whole thing about their families and that. And I met CM Punk. I have a signed picture of CM Punk. I met him at C2E2 one year. It was prior to him getting wrecked in the UFC. So I got a UFC picture signed of him. Now I wish I had. But I went up and I talked to him. I'm like, oh, by the way, I know your cousin Joe Haga. And he's like, I don't know who. Like, he just looked at me like I was fucking crazy. And then I called Joe out on it. And he was like, oh, well, that he wouldn't know me by that's my father's last name. He's on my mom's side. He wouldn't know me by that. You would have had to use her maiden name. And I'm like, maybe that was something you should have told me before, or you're just making it all up and it's not true. One of the two. But yeah, if you knew I was going to meet CM Punk and you're telling me you're related to him, and I'm like, hey, I'm friends with your cousin, and he has no idea who the fuck I'm talking about. I look like an idiot. So I don't know if I could have him on just out of still secondhand embarrassment from that.
I bet you think about that every day, too.
I really do. I wake up in the morning, and it's the first thing I think about is that time I embarrassed myself in front of CM Punk. You're still really muted, Vince.
Don't tell him.
There you go.
Shut up. We had enough struggle with you getting your fucking mic to work.
Okay. That wasn't live. That's not canon.
It was live. Katie was in the chat while it was happening.
Well, I'll just kill her then.
Pre-show. Not main show.
Still counted. Did I tell you my CM Punk story about how like he actually just like walked by my job as I was setting up the patio and I just wasn't prepared for it? I looked like a bum. I didn't have my phone with me. I didn't have a pen and paper or anything. Nothing.
Do you normally carry around a pen and paper just in case CM Punk walks up? Like
now I do. Ever since that moment, yes, I actually do.
You got like a pocket on your front of your shirt.
Yeah,
he only buys shirts with pockets, so we can have a little notepad and a pen.
Yeah,
pocket protector in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, there we go.
There you go. That synergy right there. Yeah, I mean it beats my other experience because I was going to meet him at C2E2, and then I lost my wallet at C2E2, so then I couldn't go to the meet and greet because I was looking for my wallet. And I didn't have the money for the meet and greet, you know. So
now, if you had met and gret him, maybe you could have spit or swallow him. But since you couldn't, maybe you can spit or swallow now. Met or gret, meet and greet. I don't know. Don't look at me like that, Kyle.
Met and greeted. I think that's the proper.
I invented a new word. Fuck off.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and swallow the women's battle royal for next week. Like I've mentioned in the past, I'm a sucker for a battle royal. I'm a sucker for a Royal Rumble. I like me a good Rumble type match, you know. So I'm all for it. You know, I like the multi-person aspect of it. It's great. I like the over-the-top rope shenanigans and what have you. And I'm excited because the Lola Vice is going to be in the battle royal, so she's my dark horse pick to get that victory. So yeah, that's my story. Allison, I did buy her flowers actually last week Friday. I sent them to her job and she's had them there for a week.
They're beautiful. Just thank like you.
Oh, thank you.
Take your shirt off.
We have been campaigning for that for a very long time and he refuses to do it.
No, it's not a thing that's going to happen.
I feel disrespected at this point.
You take your shirt off.
Hey, squirt that water into your mouth.
While he's doing that, you want to spit or swallow, Kyle?
No. Yeah, I'll first of all, I was gonna swallow Rampage, first of all, just because I watched like half of it. But I like if they keeping Rampage as like not heat, but like a place for like outside velocity wrestlers to run. Well, it's just like a different thing, not just like a lower tier non-canon like WWE main event. Like that's kind of what Rampage has felt like. But if they transition it into being more like, oh, here's other promotions wrestling here, like I might check out an episode or two every once in a while. But specifically from Rampage, I'm going to swallow a match that was announced. Karen Jarrett versus Aubrey Edwards. I'm swallowing all of that. Well, it's a tag team match. It's I think it's Jeff Jarrett and Karen versus Mark Briscoe and Aubrey Edwards. But still, that just sounds like a disaster, and I'm all for it. So, big swallow.
Okay. So, that's a thing that I'm glad I missed. Sure.
Okay.
Go check it out. It's Aubrey choked Karen, and
why does this sound like something you'd see on ECW? Not... anyway.
It was a cat fight. It was a cat fight, for sure.
I am not swallowing Rampage. I am, however... going to swallow the fact that we brought FTR into the program with Bullet Club's Golden Shower Club. Program with Ricky Starks, the Bang Bang Twins and Ricky Starks. And now FTR is involved because they needed something because that was just fucking floundering. And hopefully FTR can save it. So preemptive swallow. I might spit it back up later.
Do we think we get a new member of the Golden Shower Club?
I hope so.
Someone has to join it at some point.
I think it'll be Sean Spears.
God, I hope not.
Wasn't that a thing that they were doing for a while? Wasn't he in the picture?
No. I think he was. He showed up and then disappeared again.
I think he was like teaming with Ricky Starks for a while, and then he fucked off somewhere.
He got Peyton Royce pregnant, so like he's winning in life regardless.
True. Yeah.
You don't really need to do anything else in wrestling. You were the guy that got super kicked by Shawn Michaels the one time, the guy that made everyone say 10, and you got Peyton Royce pregnant. I think you've peaked, bro.
It's all anyone needs in life. Yes, I agree with the FTR and Golden Showers. I think everyone involved needs something to do, like you said, so I'm all for it.
Yeah. Vince, bitter swallow.
I don't know if I got anything more.
Oh, I got plenty of stuff.
I'll skip this round.
We've barely even talked about NXT at all. Kyle, spit or swallow.
I'll swallow Take a Shitta. Big Take a Shitta guy. Love the direction he's taken, the heel turn, the sexy little stare he has, the hairless face. Oh, it's just... does a lot of things to me, and even Don Callis and his stupid shoes isn't enough to ruin that. So, but the whole segment on Dynamite with Don, the crazy heat he was getting was just hilarious. The booze, like they would pan to the crowd. It wasn't just booze. They were like, they were about to hop the guardrail to get after him and his glittery shoes. So that, Take a Shitta being involved, the angry Japanese, I'm a sucker for an angry Japanese promo, and yeah, all of that, loved it.
Okay I'm gonna stick with you on Dynamite. I'm gonna swallow Chris Statlander's first title defense of the TBS title against Nyla Rose. I was a little disappointed that Tony only got a backstage segment after being, you know, the new women's champion. We didn't get something bigger from her. I thought we were just gonna get a package for Chris, but she had her match and she defeated Nyla Rose. She was Nyla Rose's first challenger as the AEW Women's Champion when she had won that belt. So they kind of tied all that in, and she got the win in a defense over Nyla Rose. And we haven't seen Nyla Rose on Dynamite in fucking forever, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now that Dark and Elevation are gone, her and Marina Shafir have nothing to do.
Yeah, no shit. Are you skipping this round too, Vince?
I remember what I had on my thing. I'm going to gargle because I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I'm gargle Blair Davenport being revealed as the mystery attacker of the entire NXT women's division, where she attacked Nikita, she attacked
Sol
Ruka, she attacked
Jade Palmer.
Katie Palmer, is that her name? Is that
Danny,
the girl that was
Danny Palmer?
Danny Palmer,
yeah,
whatever her name is, she got a title too. Palmer. Wendy Chu, she got a title as well. So I don't know. I mean, Blair Davenport isn't terrible. Just like as a person, she might be. I don't know. I'll see where it goes.
I'm about it just because it was one of the two people Katie did not want it to be.
Just to spite Katie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Also, the revelation, I guess I never noticed before that, but like when she attacked them, Matt's dying. When she attacked Roxanne Perez after she lost to Tiffany Stratton the previous week, and we saw how thick she was, I was like, who could that be? And then it's revealed to be Blair Davenport, and I'm like, is Blair Davenport really that thick? Or was that just some other woman that was really, really thick, and then the real reveal is Blair Davenport? Kind of like the switcheroo.
You type of thing? Stunt thighs?
Yes. Stunt thighs, stunt booty, stunt cheeks.
Stunt cheeks, he says.
Stunt cheeks. That's a title.
Kyle does not support stunt thighs.
No. All natural.
Yeah.
I'm swallowing it, like I said, for mostly that reason. But, I mean, yes, she may be a shitty person. Wrestling is full of shitty, shitty people.
Matt Riddle, for starters.
Exactly. So, they let him be on TV while he's fucking porn stars and waving his dick all over the internet. Why not let her on TV? Pretty Kyle, spit or swallow.
I'll gargle Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton, she's like the perfect example of somebody that should be in NXT, because I think she's gonna be good, but I don't think she's good yet. I did enjoy the match at Battleground, but something about that promo, like,
was rough.
Yeah, and like, I can't tell if she has charisma or not. It's like sometimes, like in the backstage, like the pre-taped promos are like good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but then yeah. But like, even like during matches, it feels like she's like, I don't know. She doesn't like have any like it factor to her. It feels like she looks like a star, but it's like, I'm expecting more from her. But like, again, she's an NXT, it's developmental. Maybe this title reign will be what she needs to really up her game up. But I mean, she's not bad, and she's, I guess, improving. But
I just don't know if she was ready for it. Why take I just don't understand why they took the title off Roxanne. Because the minute they took the title off her, like, it just kind of went to a shit show. Because then they're like, oh, let's crown the champion. We'll do a ladder match. And then she gets added to the ladder match. So that, why the fuck took the title off of her? Then Indy wins it, and then she gets drafted. Granted, I don't think that was in the cards. But then she loses the title. Now they do a tournament for it. And then now Tiffany's champion. And it's like, I don't know. I think they just need to have some stability with that championship. Because since Mandy Rose, since Roxanne, we've just been like either not having a champion or like the champion gets stripped of the title.
And now we're doing a battle royal to determine her number one contender. And I'm not about that either. Like, you have plenty of top contender women that you could use and put in that feud. We don't need to do a battle royal. I do feel like
I just like seeing the battle royal
has kind of fallen off a little bit. So once Roxanne lost the title,
so
once
saying,
we stop getting our rocks off.
So what you're saying is we need to get our rocks off and bring Mandy back.
I agree. I'm spitting the fact that they detained my boy Tony D'Angelo for a week before they decided to actually book him. And then Gallus came out talking shit. Poor Stax is standing up for the Don, thinking Gallus was the one that turned him in. He gets jumped. Wolfgang and Mark get kicked out of the building. And then Joe Coffey beats him. I have a feeling that Stax is going to be the one that turned on the Don. But the fact that they kept him at that police station for a week before booking him is some bullshit. That's some fucked up police brutality bullshit.
Damn.
True. Very true.
You're in charge.
Facts.
What? All right. Well, I guess he's going to go take a leak or something. What's next to Spare Swallow, by the way?
I think you. I'm going to be honest. I'm out. So I'm kind of trying to think of new ones. But if you have something, go ahead and we'll snowball back and forth.
Okay, until he comes back, sure. I mean, we briefly talked about it with Baron Corbin showing up. Mustafa Ali showing up in the middle of the tag match between who were they facing? It was
Tyler Bate and
Wesley, but
yeah.
What did they call themselves now? The Grizzled Young Veterans? What did they call
Jism.
Jism. So they were facing Jism, and then Mustafa Ali shows up in the crowd, Shield style. And then that just kind of got me interested. I was like, okay, Mustafa Ali is one of those guys that never went through the NXT system because of the Cruiserweight division, the CWC or whatever the fuck it was called. 205 Live. That was the show.
Yeah.
I think he'd fit in perfectly in NXT. Him versus either Wesley or him versus Carmelo Hayes would be fantastic matches. So I actually got very excited to see Mustafa Ali. You know, he's actually a Chicagoan I support, unlike Billy Corgan. So
the dyad, they're the dyad in the jism.
In the jism. Oh, you heard all that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it felt very Scott Hall debuting in WCW. I don't know if that's what he was going for, but just casually through the crowd with the leather jacket, whatever. But yeah, no Mustafa. It's crazy that Mustafa Ali hasn't won a championship in the how long has he been there? 6-7 years.
I could have sworn he was Cruiserweight champion at some point.
I know it was like very notable that he was never champion because it was like it was crazy. Like it's very surprising, but I mean he was a star of that show. But
oh, yeah,
he was never the champion. But yeah, I mean,
I thought it was TJP.
That whole thing was a spit for me because I thought he was coming out and going to do a heel turn. He had the leather jacket on. He looked like Gunther chopped all the positivity out of him, and it wasn't it. And the only thing I ever want to see Tyler Bate do is have a thigh off with Pretty Kyle.
Well, I would lose that, good sir. He is the
who could challenge Tyler Bate and the thigh?
Pretty Kyle.
No. Like in the WWE's roster,
Big E.
Yeah,
Big E.
Yeah.
Are we just talking about men? Austin Theory has some juicy thighs.
Thakita Lyons.
Tatanka. Tatanka has some Randy Orton. Juicy legs.
Randy Orton, at least in the video games, he's always has thick thighs.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
They used to be oily, too.
Well, they're oily in real life, too. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Titus O'Neil.
Who? Man, carrying a wagon.
Yeah, if we're talking about wagons, he'd definitely win in the men's category. But yeah, that's my last swallow, actually. That's the last thing I got.
Well, I know Kyle's out. I know you're out. And I've only got one more. And it's because I probably didn't really watch the match, but I like three of the four people in it. So I'm going to swallow the main event of Dynamite with Britt and Cole defeating Jericho and Saraya. The only one that I don't like in that match is Karen Jericho. Didn't give a fuck about him, but I love the other three. And I got to watch Britt put Jericho in the lockjaw. And I personally think that given his body shape and age, all he should be wrestling is women. So I'm all for that. Give me
I don't Britt think versus he should Jericho. Be wrestling, period.
But if he's going to, I just want to see him lose to the women.
You know what he should do? I feel like he could be in the WLC category. I feel like he can have a match with Hornswoggle or El Torito. I think that's where he should be at.
Yeah, that's a thought.
Yeah. He likes to do over-the-top gimmick shit anyways. Likes to call himself a wizard.
Do we think we're going to have an intergender match between Jericho and Britt Baker?
I think I saw something from AEW Fight Forever where someone did an intergender match between them, like a little thing. So I know that that's available in the game, which is kind of a turn on for that game. Also, the fact that you can use bombs in the game. Like all the dumb shit I watched, like Chris Statlander skateboarding, all of that was all a big swallow because that just looked... I was not about buying that game, but that just looks like stupid fucking fun that I might
get. Just it for sure.
Yeah.
So you'll get that, but you won't get WWE.
WWE does not do it for me anymore in the way that they do things. If they wanted to add in bombs and skateboards and dumb, stupid fun shit, I might have gotten it for that. But the way that I used to enjoy WWE games, I don't enjoy them anymore.
See, the last good idea that WWE could have had with a video game was when they were doing WWE Immortals on the mobile devices, and it was kind of like Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I fucked with Immortals.
I always thought they should have done like a Mortal Kombat Injustice type game, but with WWE characters. I'd play the fuck out of that.
Also, I kind of just want to beat Chris Jericho with all the women in the wrestling division and make him bleed and throw bombs at him. So that's a plus.
I mean, if it's the time of his month, he's going to bleed regardless.
True.
I was playing PGA 2K23 earlier, and for no reason, John Cena is a playable character. So you can golf as John Cena, and he fucking sucks, by the way. He's really strong, but that ball, I'm just hooking that ball left and right. Is
this a real thing?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's all his veins are there and everything. You can like unlock. He's like has like peacemaker inspired polo thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And Tiger Woods is on the cover. I was questioning if PGA 2K23 was a real thing, not just John Cena being a part of it.
Oh no, the game's real.
Yeah.
I'm all over the greens.
Why the fuck is there a $105 version of PGA
2K23? To unlock John Cena's tight polo. Probably.
His peacemaker outfit is very tight as well.
Go figure, a game about golf is rated E for everyone.
I don't know, man. It gets pretty dicey sometimes.
Is there like a part of the story where you're Tiger Woods and you never mind. Kyle.
What's up?
What was your favorite show you watched this week?
Probably Dynamite overall. I feel like some of the other shows had like high points, but didn't really sustain like throughout the entire show. But Dynamite from start to finish was a pretty fun show. Nothing really, I guess, in particular stuck. I mean, I love the Don Callis segment. The main event was really good that you just swallowed. I mean, it was a great match. It was definitely better than the Double or Nothing unsanctioned match. The opening match was good. They had a ton of good stuff on there. So, Dynamite gets my hefty swallow.
Vince?
I'm going to go with SmackDown because it was the only show on WWE's main roster that didn't have inter-brand shenanigans.
See, what? I was leaning towards Pretty Kyle, but that is a very good point.
Because Raw doesn't get it because fuck AJ, fuck Damage Control, and fuck Shotzi for showing up to brands they don't belong in. Come on, Matt. You want to fuck Shotzi? Come on.
But listen, me spitting Shotzi last week was a big step. I don't know if I can say fuck Shotzi.
You don't know if you can say that you want to fuck Shotzi?
No, that's a different than what you said.
Okay. Like, all right.
If I said fuck Vince, you're not going to take that as I'm coming over there and sticking it in your butt. You're taking that as I'm mad at you and you did something wrong.
Depends on the context, but I see where you're getting at. NXT, I wasn't feeling it. And then I didn't watch Dynamite this week. Nothing really, like, it was either that or NXT. And I'm like, you know what? I'll watch NXT this week. I regretted it. So next week I'll watch Dynamite instead of NXT. But yeah, SmackDown, it had a great way to end the show with the whole Bloodline stuff. That was great. The six-man tag to start things off was great. Both of the people that I wanted to qualify in Money in the Bank qualified in LA Knight and Selena Vega. You know, LWO got to win. So, SmackDown.
I'm going to go with you, Vince, because I always say that the reason that I watch wrestling is for the stories, not the in-ring. And the story told in the main event of SmackDown was far better than any story telling they did on Dynamite.
Exactly. There you go. I'm right. Sometimes a broken clock is right twice a day.
Kyle, tell everyone about how hard you are, where they can find how hard you are, and anything that they should. Our boy Juss, who made that beautiful picture of me taking things personally while holding the WWE Undisputed Universal title that I shared earlier, was just recently on an episode, the episode of your show.
Yes, sir. Yes, the Apron Bump podcast. If you like retro wrestling, I cover promotions, big and small, across four different decades. A lot of variety over there. Like Matt just said, if you like the Get Show podcast, I just had my latest episode where we covered In Your House 7, which was a doozy and a half. And I've also had these gentlemen on several times. So if you like that, if you like old school wrestling, or if you just like me, go check out the Apron Bump podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, YouTube, as well, and not Pornhub. But yeah, apron bump on all the socials and suck on my nipples.
Vince?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SCS Vince. The link to my bio will take you to everything Creation World, Smack It Rock, Get Your Podcast, and Straight Talk. Speaking of Straight Talk, the latest episode features Kitty Can See Bay Bay, who couldn't be here tonight because she has other friends. But we did a brand split draft for AEW. She drafted for Dynamite, I drafted for Collision. So we did that. That was fun. The video version of the podcast is available on Spotify. So I'm starting to do that as a thing. So go ahead and check that out. Search up SCS Vince in your favorite podcast player, platform, whatever. You'll find the show.
And as always, you guys can follow It's Creation World, ITSCREATIA World, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Also, you can find me on Twitter only at Matt Reddes, at MattRedder, or at Getting Off. So if you want horror content, you go to at Getting Off. If you want wrestling content, you go to at Matt Ritter. CreationWorld.com is now essentially the same thing as Linktree/CreationWorld. It gets you the links to everything, video, audio, merch, and the Patreon for everything Creation World. So if you want to go support us over on Patreon, throw us a dollar to check out the ad-free versions of these shows. Well, not that's for more than a dollar, but Return to Wrestling, which is also a retro wrestling perspective, where we cover WCW only, not everything that Kyle covers throughout the span of wrestling and all of its promotions.
But you go deep, baby. You go deep.
We do, and we're a lot farther along than you, so I get to just relive your torture of the torture that I had to go through, which was nice.
You thought you were done with the Booty Man. No, sir.
I
really,
no. I actually like the Booty Man, mostly because of Booty Baby. Have you been listening? Kimberly Page may be my favorite female personality in all of wrestling. I think she is the one that, out of everyone throughout history, I am the most attracted to.
Interesting. That's a hot take.
You are this close to getting to good shit. Not really. You're 1997.
Yeah.
You'll get away from Dungeon of Doom. It's still there for the rest of the year that you're on. So there's that. So WCW is not winning your Wrestle Wars 1996. I can tell you that right now. However, you're not far from getting better shit. So
I hope so. God damn, it's awful right now.
Patreon.com, Return to Wrestling, and Multiverse with Travis and Mara. If you want to have them check out different DC animated films, all of that for a dollar, please go support us there. And you can find, again, all that at Linktree/CreationWorld or CreationWorld.com. For the Pornhub Poppy Daddy Delgado, my friend Vince, and Pretty Bird, Pretty Kyle, the hardest part of the ring, and Mr. Thightastic.
Thanks.
I am the patron saint of podcasting, Warden Matt Ritter, and this has been your #1 wrestling podcast on Pornhub.
Later, y'all.